Hey, it's Dave. So it's 11:30 right now, PM in Texas where I'm at, and I was just about to go to bed, and I opened up Twitter, and I found out that Elon Musk has decided not to join the Twitter board. Now, this is shocking news because Elon spent $3 billion, right, to buy Twitter stock, 9.1% of the company. He was offered a board position, and it looked great, right, for Elon and for Twitter, sharing ideas. I wonder if some of the tweets actually rubbed the board of directors and the management in the wrong way that Elon had posted in the past few days. But anyways, let's take a quick look at this CEO tweet and letter that Parag Agrawal shared. So Elon Musk has decided not to join our board. I sent a brief note to the company sharing with you all here. So here's the letter. He says, team, Elon Musk has decided not to join the board. Here's what I can share about what happened. So we can already tell there's probably drama that happened because it's kind of cryptic, right? He says, I can share what happened, what I could share, but there's probably stuff he can't share. And so, yeah, already some kind of red flags in the beginning message. The board and I had many discussions about Elon joining the board. Again, many discussions. It wasn't a straightforward decision. There were probably disagreements, and with Elon directly. So many discussions with Elon as well. So this wasn't just a simple offer. There were probably a lot of things attached and discussed. We were excited to collaborate and clear about the risks. Okay, so it seems like they're hedging, right? Their statement saying that there were risks, they understood those risks, and they're very clear to Elon Musk, right? And probably to the board about what those risks could be. We also believe that having Elon as a fiduciary of the company where he, like all board members, has to act in the best interest of the company and all our shareholders was the best path forward. The board offered him a seat. So it seems like, and this is just the angle I'm reading from it, it seems like they offered him a seat so that they can kind of keep him in line, right, as a so-called fiduciary to act in the best interest of the company. They probably could have given Elon a lot of restrictions saying like, hey, if you tweet stuff that, you know, is hurtful or harmful to the company, that is not acting in the best interest of, right, the company at large, and we're going to pull your seat or we're going to perhaps even go after you, right? And yeah, so it seems like, you know, having this kind of terminology and language that Elon has to so-called be a fiduciary, he is a fiduciary as a board member. If he's offered that position, he has to act in the best interest. He probably was given a lot of handcuffs, perhaps a lot of do's and do nots. That's something probably that did not sit well with Elon. Again, my speculation just with reading this letter. We announced on Tuesday that Elon would be appointed to the board contingent on a background check. Like, come on, like, it's like you don't know who Elon Musk is. Like, he's been probably one of the most public figures, right, on Twitter. He runs Tesla and SpaceX and, you know, founded many other companies. And yet you have to do a background check on Elon Musk of all people. This is like crazy. Formal acceptance, right? It's contingent on formal acceptance too. So I don't know what's going on. It seems like this process has been very heated, very complicated. Yeah, and it doesn't seem like it's something like, it's like, hey, Elon, yeah, we trust you. Of course we know you, you know? It's just formal acceptance and background check. Jeez, tough one. Elon's appointment to the board was to become officially effective on April 9th, but Elon shared that same morning, which was yesterday morning. So it's interesting that that Twitter CEO actually waited actually a full day, or actually a day and a half, because today is April 10th, right, at 11:30. Actually, he shared it about an hour ago, so at 10:13 p.m. So, yeah, it's Saturday morning he shares with the board, or he shares that he's no longer going to be joining the board. Twitter CEO waits a day and a half. Wow, interesting. I believe this is for the best. We have and will always value input from our shareholders, whether they are on our board or not. Yes, Elon is our biggest shareholder and we will remain open to his input. So yeah, he is the biggest shareholder. I guess Elon has chosen, or for the time being, to give input as a regular shareholder, as the largest shareholder, of course, but not to be on the board officially. There will be distractions ahead, but our goals and priorities remain unchanged. The decisions we make and how we execute is in our hands, no one else's. Let's tune out the noise and stay focused on the work and what we're building. All right, so this is a pretty big bombshell here that Twitter CEO just announced. All right, I'm going to go ahead and talk about what I think is the three possible options of what Elon Musk is doing or how he kind of perhaps is assessing the situation. So now that Elon Musk is not joining the Twitter board, we know that. Obviously, things can change, right? Twitter could change their mind, their board. Elon could change their mind. So we could have another announcement tomorrow saying he is joining the board. But for now, let's take that off the table and say option number one would be for Elon Musk to keep his existing Twitter stake, right, 9.1% of the company, and then he could lobby for change as a non-Twitter board member, right, and as the largest Twitter shareholder. So he would still have a lot of sway, right, as the largest shareholder. He would probably have to, I mean, he could just give input. He could work with other large shareholders to kind of create some type of bigger kind of coalition to kind of influence and to kind of, I won't say force, but yeah, to make change happen in the company. And he could also just do it from his own position, right, of being a 9.1% stakeholder. Option number two for Elon Musk would be to take a bigger Twitter stake. So the purpose of taking a bigger Twitter stake would be kind of, he sees, for example, Twitter, the company, not being very open and embracing kind of his help. But he still wants Twitter to adapt and to change according to what he envisions Twitter. And he doesn't, let's say, want to start a new social media company. In that case, he could take a bigger stake and aim for control. What does that mean? Well, you know, he does have cash left over from the stock sale at the end of last year from Tesla stock. And so he could use some of that money to buy a bigger position, perhaps another 10 or 20%. He could go up to 30%. Then he could probably work together with some other major shareholders to get a kind of a coalition of up to over 50%, right, of the shares, where the people join on Elon Musk's side. And then he goes ahead and he could basically petition a shareholder vote where he could, you know, have at the next annual, let's say, shareholder meeting, a vote to replace the chairman of the board with himself, and also perhaps even replace some other board members, even over half the board members, et cetera. And by that way, Elon Musk could gain control over Twitter. All right, option three would be to sell his Twitter stake and start his own social media platform. So yeah, this whole saga, this whole drama with the Twitter board, with the CEO, it could have left a bad taste in Elon Musk's mouth, in a sense, where he doesn't want to deal with Twitter anymore. He just thinks it's a sinking ship, and he'll sell his entire stake very quickly and start his own social media platform. Hire a bunch of talent and really keep the focus very clear and try to recruit a lot of the best people in the world by basically offering what he thinks from first principles would be a vastly superior social media platform. So I just posted this poll to my followers on Twitter, and here's the initial results. So the last result is view results. So that's 15%. So you have to kind of minus that 15%. But 16% of people say Elon's going to keep his Twitter stake, right, and lobby for change as a non-board member. This second option, 52%. So this is the number one option people are choosing so far. People think that Elon Musk will take a larger Twitter stake, right, and aim for control of the company. And the third option, which is actually slightly more votes than option number one, is option number three. That's to sell his entire Twitter stake and start his own social media platform. So guys, what we got here is we have a very, very interesting situation where there's been probably a lot of drama over Elon Musk's recent kind of perhaps tweets and suggestions to Twitter board and CEO management probably has had, and they've admitted and shared a lot of discussions, probably a lot of drama. And what's ended up is Elon Musk has decided not to join Twitter's board. What will happen to his Twitter shares? What will happen to his influence in the company, to his strategy and to his plans? Will he still hope to lobby for change within Twitter, or will he go ahead and start his own social media platform? I think for the time being, my guess and what I suspect is that the first option, the easiest option, would be to lobby for change as a non-board member, but as a shareholder, perhaps to increase your position and to talk to other large shareholders to see if you can get a coalition established. If that does not work and there's a lot of resistance from the board members, from other shareholders, it could come to the place where Elon Musk thinks his only option is to start a new social media platform. That for sure will not be an easy task, but it would be definitely an interesting one to watch. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing. And I'm also on Twitter @HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.